By Dilma, maybe the other side is Nichsei Becheska Samon Kaimi. No, these Nechasim, since it's Meshubit for the Ksuba, when the husband owned it, these things, like Rashi says, Sharei Nishtabdu B'tanai Bezdin. Bezdin was Meshabba, these Nechasim for Ksuba. So therefore, we see these properties in her Rishus. Therefore, Be'alai Yisoyim Lovi Raya. Therefore, now the Yisoyim say, listen, we paid you up already, we want to keep the rest of the property. She has the right to say, nothing doing, I'm not going to let you keep anything yet, because I didn't get paid yet. That's the Shaila. So this property, and whose Rishus do we see it? Do we see it by the Yisoyim, or do we see it by her, by the Amona? So Toshima, come and bring your proof. The Tony Levi, Red Levi learned, Almono calls the man Shaloi Nisais, calls the man like she didn't get married a second time, she didn't remarry yet. Allah Yisoyim lo viraya. You should know there's any question whether she got paid up or not, the Yisoyim have to bring the proof. In other words, Kol Shaman, she didn't get married yet, we look as if the property is in her Rishus, and therefore she's believed, and they have to bring a proof. Nisais, once she remarried, then Olay lo viraya. Once she remarried, then it's like we see as if she collected the ksuba already. So Pashid, like she's not a muhsik anymore, than a chasim anymore. So therefore, it's more of a shus to Yershim. And if she wants to complain to say she didn't receive anything yet, then she has to bring a proof. So it's a right here that before she remarries, the nechasim taker are in her shus. Since the property is meshubid, what the husband owns is meshubid for ksuba, we look as if the property is by her, and therefore she has a right to keep it. Unless they bring a proof the opposite. Omar Rav Simi Barashi. Kitanoi, really, I'll tell you this, the machlokes tanoim. Why? Like this. We learned halacha, moicheres, v'koyseves, edel lemezoinus. Let's say she goes there and sells the property. As after the husband dies, she goes now and sells it. And she writes when she sells it, that this property I'm selling right now is lemezoinus, so I can collect my mezoinus. Machati. V'eilo leksuba machati. Then if she sells more property, she has to write down exactly why she's selling it. She's selling this to collect the ksuba. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. That when the Amona sells the property, she has to say for what she's doing it. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, no. Moicheres v'kaseves tam. She has the right just to sell the property. She doesn't have to say for what purpose she's selling it. V'chein koicha yofa. And therefore she has a better hand. Her hand, she's yofa. She's better. She has more power here. So Mora says, what's this machlokes tolyin? My love, isn't it? Paul Kniflagi. This is the machlokes. This is what they're arguing in. The Rabbi Yehuda, the Yoma Boy Lefrushay, Rabbi Yehuda, it sells when she sells anything. She has to write down and say exactly for what purpose she's selling it. Sovar nichse becheskas yas mikaimi. That the Nechosimir really are on the Yisoyim's property. And the Alamon Alavi Raya. And she has to bring a proof. So true, the Yisoyim are not saying anything. But the Yisoyim are agreeing right now, we didn't pay yet. Therefore, she has the right to go and sell the property to get her money to live on. But I call upon them, she has to say exactly what she's doing, because it's considered like she's taking it away from them. For Rabbi Yossi Sova, Rabbi Yossi says, no, she doesn't have to say for what she's selling it for. Sova is leboy lefrushe. Rabbi Yossi Sova leboy lefrushe. She does not have to explain for what purpose she's selling it. It's a chur svar because nichsei becheska samona kaimi. Because we look as if this property is in her rishus anyway. So therefore, she has the right to do what she wants. Feel how Yisoyim love Iraya. If there's any problem, she's doing something good or not, the Yisoyim has to prove the other way. So therefore, she's allowed to sell it stam. And if the Yisoyim has any problem for what purpose she sold it, they'll have to bring the proof. So who is the machlokes? So Mar says, no, me my, who tells you that? Dilma may be the kuliyam, everybody owes you, nichse becheska samonakaimi. Could be like we said before. Everybody agrees, since the property was Meshubat for Ksuba, we look as if this property is in her possession. It's like by her, by the Amona. And it's on the children now, the Yisoyim, the Yashin, the husband, the father, to bring a proof. So then, what's Rabbi Yehuda's Svara? Why does she have to say exactly for what purpose she's selling it? So I'll tell you, Rabbi Yehuda, it's a type of Kamash Malon. Rabbi Yehuda is just giving a good advice. You know why? People should not call her like a big fresca. She's eating too much. Like this, she goes and sells property every other day. So people are thinking, what she's selling it for is for her own food. And they'll think, oh, hey, look how much food she's eating. It's not nice. Nobody will marry her again. So therefore, for her own sake, it's kedai to write down for what purpose she's selling it. That people should know you're not selling all this for herself to eat, but she's selling it for the ksuba. But Enichnami, everybody agrees it's really in her possession. Gemara says, now Dila, Temel, because if you're not going to say it like this, hold the boy, Rabbi Yechanan. That's what Rabbi Yechanan has to Shiloh, the Chura Tif should lay him as Nisan. Why don't we bring the proof from our Mishnah right over here? And it says what? My cheres le mezoinois, shloi bevezdin. She has a right to sell property, the almona. Now, when the husband dies, so the wife now has a right to sell the property, shloi bevezdin, not in front of Bezdin even, for a mezoinus. Uksubas, she has to write down, elu mezoinus machati. For this purpose, I sold it. So why didn't you bring a right for this Mishnah? If so, elu mamastis and lekla mashrim in Olak, you bring a right for this Mishnah, I'll tell you the etzotev of kamashrimon. Because I'll tell you, Pshan the Mishnah is only an advice. He's only telling you good advice what to do. That's what he's saying in the Mishnah. So Achinam, the same thing over here also by our Alokhi here. I'll tell you the same thing. Here in this Bryce, all it means to say is just, Rav Yehuda, all he meant to say is just, etzotev of kamashrimon. So therefore there's no proof from Rav Yehuda to argue that said that the property is not nourishes. Could be everybody agrees the property is in the Amonah's Rishus. That's why she should write down exactly if what she's selling it is a good advice for the people shouldn't think Stam she's a fresa. In Ami, maybe I'll tell you the opposite way. Maybe really I'll tell you the Kuliyam, really everybody, Nichsei, Becheskas, Yasmi, Kaimi. Maybe everybody owes the opposite. That really the Nechosim should be in the Yisayimim's Rishus. That the Yisayimim Yashin, their father, therefore they have a right to keep it. And it's in their possession. So if so, behind the time of Rabbi Yossi, what's the reason of Rabbi Yossi then? Why doesn't she, when she goes and sells the property for a ksuba for a mezoinus, why doesn't she have to explain herself like and write down for exactly for what purpose she's selling it? Like she's taken away from the assignment. She should have to prove it. So Gemara says, I'll tell you, Kedi Abayi Kshisha. Maybe that's what Rabbi Yossi says, she doesn't have to explain herself, goes according to Abayi Kshisha. The Yomer Abayi Kshisha said like this, what's the example for Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosi Shita that says what she does not have to explain herself for exactly what she sold it? She just let her sell it Stam. I tell you, Leshchivmera, to a person that's like dying, Shama, that he writes Tenu Masayim Zuzlaplani Baal Chayvi, that give $200 to this person, he's my Baal Chayv, I owe money. Is Rotsa B'Chayvi Noitlan Rotsa B'Matana Noitlan? Like he said a double lashon, he said a lashon tenu masayim zuz lepleini. Mashma, give him a present, and then it says bal chayvi. Then it says he's my bal chayv. She's saying like two different things here. He's saying what? You give it to him because I owe him the money, or else give it to him because I'm giving it to him a present. So it says anechlami, this person now has a right to take whichever way he wants to. In the matana noitlim, he could take it. But it says rotsim chayv notlon, rotsim matana noitlon. Now, if he takes the Torah as a present, loikach yofa koicha, isn't he better off? So Rashi says, not long b'matan loikach koicha yofa. She yochol litrof l'kuchais ala choif. If he takes this for his present, then l'maisa, the person still owes the money. So he has a right still to go collect his money from l'kuchais. But if he goes and takes it, the Torah says choif, he can't collect any more money. So Rashi says, avzu, ala mezoinus latoch litrof lekuchais v'ala ksuba titrof oisam v'yim efnei ayisoyim shlo yomu akol ksuba machro v'inskal ksuba secho yicholi lahamid edim shiiru esanimcho la mezoinus v'yim nitztorach lakach yavoye v'yidu v'yasanimcho la ksuba lo etitrof nea lekuchais. But as far as like this, that we say she goes and sells it, so she does, the reason why she doesn't have to say why is because she doesn't want the kuchas to come back and take it away from her. So Rashi says, "Avzu ala mezoinos. If she sells it for mezoinos, lo tochu lo titroif lekuchais, lo tochu litro lekuchais. She can't collect from lekuchais. V'ala ksuba, but she's collecting it for the ksuba titroif oisam. Then she can take away even from lekuchais. So therefore, when she goes ahead and like wants to sell the fields, she even wants to go to lekuchais. She doesn't want to say now why she's selling these fields." In other words, what happened here? So her husband sold the field to somebody else. And now she has a right to go to those people and say, my husband sold it to you, but you should know, my chayv comes first, and therefore I'm taking it away from you. So that she has a right to take it away from them is only if she collects for the ksuba. If she collects for the mezoinus, she doesn't have a right to take it away from them. Because the chiyuv mezoinus is first chal after he dies. And the husband sold it already before. He doesn't have to feed her from the property he already sold before. So therefore, that she goes and sells it stam, that means she goes to these people and say, I want the karka, the reason why she doesn't have the right, she doesn't say, for mezoinus of ksuba, is because she wants to gain on the deal. So if she takes the property away stam, she could like say, all the property she's taking is for the ksuba, and she'll even take it away from the kuchais. As she's doing shleikadin, the chura has lach like before mistama, that once she chaps it already, she has the right to keep on it. So that's why Rabbi Yossi says like a dugma to this mashal, to this shchimira, that a person has the right to keep it b'teras matana. Don't say b'teras al chayiv, but say b'teras matana. Here also, that she doesn't have to explain herself for sure why she's selling it, not that she doesn't have to prove herself to the Yorshim. It could be later, like Rashi said, she'll have to bring Edim to prove herself to the Yorshim. But I call upon her right now, she doesn't want to say for what purpose she's taking it, because she wants to be able to take it away from the kuchais. If she's collecting it for the ksuba, she could take away for the ksubas, from the lukuchas. If she's collecting for the mezaina, she can't. That's why she has a right to collect it stam, and not to say for what. All right, we'll stop here.